Big Breakfasts, Rugby League Insider, Dobbo. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Plenty on in rugby league. Can we go through the Broncos player revolt first?
No revolt. There's no revolt.
I read about it in the Sunday Mail.
I know. Three players don't make a revolt. Okay. Two of them are on the outer. I mean, there's no surprises that there are unhappy players. Anthony Milford's unhappy. He played first grade. He's not playing at the moment. Corey Oates is unhappy. Played Origin. Played first grade. He's not playing first grade at the moment. Yeah. I mean, those kind of guys.
That's what happens.
You know, they get upset. Kevin Walters has got a decision to make whether or not, and I said this last week, Wayne Bennett was driven out of the club. Anthony Seibold was driven out of the club. If Kevin Walters doesn't make change, guess what's going to happen? Groundhog Day. He'll get driven out of the club. That is the way this is. They made a decision last week, and it was that we are making decisions on the players, not the players making decisions on the club. And that's come from the very top in Dave Donaghy. Some people are critical. Why did they release a statement on Tevita Pengai Jr.? Because you know what? That is the truth of what is happening.
Yeah, but why did they release it so close to the while they're playing the game?
Because it broke during the game. They're not going to have players. And look, you know what? Tevita Pengai Jr., they don't want to lose him. But he's going because guess what? They can't afford him. Matt Lodge. If Matt Lodge, and I'm being genuine here, if Matt Lodge is saying, oh, I don't know where my future lies. Brisbane owe him $1.6 million over 2 years, right? That's the contract. If any club wanted him, do you think Brisbane would stand in their way? No. The reason he's still there is because no club wants him.
What about the Warriors? Isn't his girlfriend's old man the Warriors scout?
But he has
scout?
To take a pay cut to go there. Oh. So what? Is he going to take a pay cut? No. Oh. So he's staying at Brisbane. So don't whinge, Matt Lodge, that you don't want to be here and you don't know. The reason he's at Brisbane is because he won't take a pay cut and no other club want him at that money. That is the facts.
Well, Brisbane can't move forward.
So he can stay put. And you know what? To his credit, he's playing good football at the moment. But why can't we keep them?
If we've got them on contract, like we've got Tevita Pengai Jr. on contract this year and next year, why can't we keep them, nurture them, coach them, bring them in, give them some confidence and maybe they'll build in better performances.
Maybe they will,
us.
But they haven't proven it. Tevita Pengai Jr.'s had 15 weeks to prove that he's going to be a good footballer. He's rocks and diamonds. One week he's the best player there is. Mm. The next week he's not. He's not a debutant. This is not his rookie year. He's 5 years in. Dobbo, so you know what? They've drawn a line through
you
him.
Talk rocks and diamonds. If it was truly, if you owned a mine and you found that many rocks compared to the few diamonds, you'd close the mine down.
And so you know what?
So who signed the players in the first place?
Well, that was done by Paul White, Peter Nolan, the recruitment retention. I'm not being...
Who's lost his
Wayne
job?
Bennett.
And Wayne Bennett.
Three of them are gone.
Yeah, Anthony Seibold, they were all involved.
Now, you had a chat to Kevy yesterday, and I saw, and then it's the truth. Since 2015 Grand Final, they've been on a slide every single year.
100%.
But how do we arrest that?
Well, they're making a change now. They are absolutely drawing. And there's
what
some
is the changes, Dobbo?
Well, they've changed their strength and conditioning. There's a theory behind it, and I know people go, well, that's just a small Band-Aid fix. They're changing some coaching. They're getting development coaches in as well. And I think that Dave Donaghy, the CEO, is having a input into the roster. There are some players that are going to be signed and announcements that are going to be signed in the next 3 to 4 weeks that will ease pain, that people will go, wow, okay. There are big name players that want to come to Brisbane.
I'm not going into it right at the moment. I can't believe it.
I mean, the only one we've really heard about is Adam Reynolds. And is he really going to be the difference?
Well, he's a game manager and they need that.
Mm.
And they need
someone who can talk
on the
field.
They're going to put Katoni Staggs as 5'8 as well. So you've got Staggs as 5'8, and you've got Reynolds there. So that's game management.
Kevy said to you when you spoke with him yesterday that they need to build the spine. So 179. Yep. We've got Jake Turpin there. Does that mean he goes?
I think Jermaine Asako's there.
Does he go?
Asako won't be there next year. Yeah, no, he's not going to be there. He's not a long-term future. They have got some big players coming to this side.
They punted Andrew McCulloch to keep Jake Turpin.
Was that a mistake? Well, he's right. Turpin's right. Kevy's exact words were, I love Jake Turpin. I want to keep Jake Turpin.
Good attitude. Right, hey, listen, can we quickly talk Origin?
Unbelievable.
Andrew McCulloch, we just mentioned there. Is he going to be the hooker?
Yes, he is.
Jesus.
McCulloch, the hooker. Reece Walsh, the fullback.
Reece Walsh will be the fullback of the Origin side. Hammer, you mentioned last
time. Hammer won't be there. Right. He's going to stick with Capewell and Gagai in the centres. Kyle Felt. They dropped Xavier Coates. That's disappointing. Coates dropped. But the forward pack, it's a better forward pack. Papali'i, McCulloch, Walsh. Jai Arrow and Kafusi, and you got Tino there. The bench is unbelievable. Frankie Molo makes his debut.
Frank Molo
what
from
a
the
story
Cowboys.
For Frank Molo. Remember, he was involved, unfortunately, with the passing of James Ackerman
That's
and that
right.
tackle.
Hit him up
He's been
coach.
Through trauma, counselling. He nearly walked away from the game. This is an unbelievable story. He'll make his debut for Queensland
so
on Sunday.
So he's in for off Angowie's out.
Yeah, Sewer dropped as well. So, yeah, not bad.
Dobbo, NRL. Now, NRL Insider and host of the Rush Hour Queenslander. Get it on the Listener app or 6 p.m. right here on Triple M.